Track 8, and now we come to letters to the editor, and there are three this week. Pavements are an unofficial car park, writes Rob Tame of Bovey Tracy. Before Teignbridge District Council embark on the controversial pedestrianisation of Queen Street, may I suggest that they take a good look around at another pedestrianised area in the town, namely that area between Newton Abbott Library and Asda. Not only is it a featureless slab of concrete, despite the close proximity to the river, but it is fast becoming an unofficial car park, neither of which enhances the environment of the town. On this final point, I would like to know why nothing appears to have been done by local police / traffic wardens about this parking.
Fix all travelling issues, not just potholes. Councillor Andrew McGregor of Higher Brimley Road, Tynmouth, writes, I note that Devon County Councillor Alan Connett has called on the UK government to divert some £250 million of the funds saved from cancelling the HS2 extension to the north of England to help Devon fix its potholes. While this may be an admirable request to address a problem that we're all familiar with, his begging letter lacks ambition and imagination. It also somewhat flies in the face of his party's drive to reduce reliance on the combustion engine. I'd have been far more impressed if Councillor Connett had looked a little more broadly at transport needs in Devon. As someone married to a non-car driver, and I know quite a few others, I think Councillor Connett should have been bolder and more ambitious in his demands. We need, for instance, £40 million for the Teign Estuary Trail and £30 million more to extend it to Exeter. We need an immediate £50 million to improve bus services and several hundreds of millions to improve rail services, including potential new routes linking towns currently unserved by rail with the rest of Devon and make more employment locations accessible to residents. Focusing on potholes is not meeting the net zero commitments of his party either, but encouraging cycling, improving bus services and train routes would be a significant and positive step in the right direction. Why go for a small amount like £250 million when Devon needs at least £500 million to improve infrastructure now? I urge Lib Dem County councillors to look out at their beautiful county and not beg but demand more from government to meet its needs. Let's not let Devon go to potholes for want of a little backbone and imagination.
Lib Dems ignoring disabled parkers. Mr. Angry of Ogwell, address applied, writes, please print this message to Teignbridge Council. Thank you, Liberal Democrats, for again ignoring the disabled by refusing to issue the parking permits, which were very popular and a godsend. When will we find enough on-street parking in your grand idea for Newton Abbott, which will put a nail in the coffin for the town? Thank goodness you will never run the country.